Hey there, friends. It's Nick, and this is episode 485 of the Story Hacker Podcast. Welcome, welcome. If you were listening a couple of weeks ago, you'll have heard episode 474, where I talked about a particular story that I used to help kind of kickstart my agency business, web agency business, back in the mid to late 90s. And if you haven't heard that, go back and listen, because it's a really simple, powerful example of how stories do mean business. But of course, there wasn't just one. And today I want to share with you another of the stories I told back then. True stories, I should add, that really helped get us up and running. And it's a story that's still really relevant to me now, as you'll see. And that was the story of the guarantee. Now, one of the issues we had back in the late 90s was, well, for a couple of years, it was just me on my own. And then my friend joined. But there were still only two of us for a long time in this web agency. And we were pitching for fairly big accounts for things like theme parks and publishers and that kind of thing. And, you know, at the start of any kind of business, what you don't have is you don't have that list of glowing testimonials. You don't have that sort of that kind of raft, that portfolio of success stories that can help get you through the door later on. So one of the things I did back then, by accident really, was to introduce this guarantee. Now, you'll remember, maybe you'll remember, but I'd been a copywriter for a while. I was originally hired as a copywriter. And, you know, if you go back through some of those kind of classic copywriting manuals of the kind of the 60s and the 70s and what have you, where people are writing from the desk of so-and-so, you know, all that kind of direct mail marketing kind of stuff. Fantastic psychology involved in those books, by the way. The kind of the guarantee or the risk reversal, you know, comes up very often. You know, the kind of thing that they used to do in supermarkets in the UK, where you kind of, if you found it cheaper, they'd give you double your money back, that kind of thing. And one of the things I came up with at the start of building the agency was this simple idea. I would say to prospects, we only invoice happy clients. If for any reason, at any time during this whole project, right up until the moment it goes live, you aren't happy, you can walk away and we won't invoice you. Now, this was a big, bold statement, I guess, because the kind of risk reversal that I'd seen certainly working in you know, direct mail response advertising was generally much smaller. It was, we'll send you all your money back and you can give us back the product. But we were talking about, in those cases, you know, maybe 50, 60, 100 pounds, you know, whatever it would be, it would be proportional. Whereas, you know, with a web agency back when, you know, back in the late 90s, we might have been, I don't know, pitching for a 20, 25,000 pound job. So saying the guarantee out loud in that context was a big, bold promise, right? And, you know, I've talked in the past about the value of the stories we tell about ourselves and the stories we trigger in other people. And this is definitely a trigger, of course, because, you know, essentially what it gets the prospect, the potential client, to say to themselves is, okay, well, if I go ahead with this, all I'm risking is my time. Now, that's not to say time isn't valuable. It can be extremely valuable, but you get the idea. But there's a second story, I think. There's an underlying narrative beneath that, which is, hold on, if these guys are competent enough to make that kind of guarantee in writing with this proposal, they must be good. They must know they can deliver. They must be professional. And I think that kind of secondary story was as important as the risk reduction side. And the really funny thing about this is, I mean, I still use this guarantee now with new clients, with existing clients, every time I quote for a piece of work. Essentially, I have that same guarantee. If you are not happy for any reason at any time, I won't invoice. And the reason is because I'd love to say it happened on purpose, but by chance back then in the late 90s, what happened with that guarantee is it made sure that my incentives were aligned with the client's incentives. You know, I've talked before about, you know, how we want to optimize our business for happy clients, not sales. And if you disagree with that, you're really listening to the wrong podcast, right? I want happy clients. I'm not interested in just selling. I want happy clients. And by chance, using that guarantee, which I used at the start as kind of a lever to help get through some what otherwise might have been quite difficult pitches, I suppose. But it made sure that I had to step up. I had to stand up and I had to deliver. You know, we never got into that whole kind of that kind of niggly, nasty kind of thing that can happen sometimes at the end of projects. If you say you've delivered and the client says you haven't delivered and you know, you've resorted to the contract so you can get paid. I never did any of that. And, you know, it's in my nature to want to do the right thing anyway, but that guarantee sort of enshrined that. And, you know, a lot of the, well, you know, as you know, if you've listened to the podcast for a while, that agency became a story-driven business. No ads, no sales team, no cold calling, nothing like that. Just really happy clients telling other people about the work that we were doing. And it's exactly the same strategy, you know, as I'm using now for Stories Mean Business. Great work for great clients and everything guaranteed and all the incentives aligned so the clients win. Because when the clients win, obviously I win. And like I say, if you disagree with any of that, you're really listening to the wrong podcast. But thank you for listening all the same. And remember, your story means business.